Who have you become? Remember repeating the famous Jesse Jackson declaration, "I am somebody," at school assemblies when you were a child? Everyone collectively chanted, "I am somebody," with loud voices. We said those words to affirm our worth and value. People pretend like they can do without the love, or they act as if they don't need it, going through life wrapped in their sense of accomplishment. But in their heart, love is exactly what they want. How many lies do folks tell when they are trying to be something other than who they are? People need to feel loved and important. People of all races and cultures are searching for their true identities. In this, they seek validation through prestige and position to prove they are somebody. My weakness became my identity crutch. I could no longer stand on the strength of a mask. I had to be introduced to the person I was. When your identity is covered behind a new face to adapt to the people you are with or to a circumstance, you, the person, are no longer living. The mask lives and takes on a life of its own. You become who you emulate. You send a message that says, "This is all me." We often do this to escape ourselves. It is exhausting to put on a front and live a lie. It is so much better to be the true you, the authentic you, that you were created to be. There's a day coming when you will say, "I am who I am." The inward struggles and battles of measuring up in our strength will be over. And in your heart, you will know who you are. Until you choose to accept yourself, you will not live the truth, and the enemy of your soul will whisper back to you, "I know who you are when nobody's looking." In preparation for this book, I created